Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back at the weekend in sport where I suppose two favourites got overturned. I'm joined by Colm Buick from Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You have a smile on your face.
Well, it's a great weekend, you know. Munster and Manchester United win in very, as you say, unlikely circumstances.
Now, let's talk about Manchester United first of all, because they did deserve the win. They were one up, then it was level one all, and then the unlikely figure of Harry Maguire saves the day.
And it's a perfect circle for the year, because if you go back to the 5th of January this year, it finished 2-2 at Anfield, and you remember Harry Maguire had a chance to win the game. It fell to him on the half volley and he ballooned it over the bar. Fast forward 9 months and he does the unthinkable, I think, for many people, the start of the season, but maybe not in recent form. So Liverpool's run of form under Arne Slot. So without 4 defeats in a row in all competitions. Do you know the last time that's happened to Liverpool? 2014.
Wow. Okay, so questions for Slot. What's going wrong?
Questions for Slot. Now, I will say, they switched to a 4-2-4 system, Liverpool, after the hour mark. They created so many opportunities. Cody Gakpo hit the post 3 times. He had a hat-trick of hitting the post. Mohamed Salah missed 2 huge chances alone. Alexis McAllister had an opportunity. So on another day, Liverpool get something from this kick. Cody Gakpo had a header that he, outside of his hat-trick of hitting the post, puts it wide. It's unbelievable how he missed that. And would you believe that it's the first time Ruben Amorim has won consecutive games in the Premier League?
Now, in fairness to United, they did play well, and Bruno had an early opportunity, which he skied. But then he makes the goal for Harry Maguire.
Oh my God,
I mean, the most extraordinary kick.
What a cross.
He hits it on the volley, but it's a lob rather than a hard volley, because it's floated through the air. And there's Maguire.
Yeah, well, it's a great description of it. And there was a bit of pace with that floating as well. Well, that's what Bruno Fernandes does, Pat, isn't it? He has that technical ability that he can actually perform these things. So the cross came in, it was headed away, and he puts it back in first time. It totally catches the Liverpool defence out, because there's a queue of Manchester United players to get that winner, but Harry Maguire's front of it, and he puts it away.
Now, the other results, we saw what happened to Notts Forest.
Oh my God, Nottingham Forest 0-3. I watched this game closely, Pat. Forest should have scored 4 goals in the first half. 4. Morgan Gibbs-White alone had 2 chances. Turns out it's 3-0 to Chelsea, and 10 minutes after kickoff, or after full time, Ange Postecoglou was informed that he is no longer
and
the
And as he
Forest
walked
manager.
Around the pitch talking to the players and acknowledging the crowd, the limited crowd, I suppose, that they had at Stamford Bridge, I mean, he looked like it was the end.
He oversaw 8 games, they didn't win one. They conceded in every match, 20 in total. But Pat, he only got a flat in Nottingham last week. He was only getting settled in. He only went to the City Ground, Forest home stadium, 3 times. This is going to be a quiz question in 10 years.
They'll have to pay off his lease for him, I think.
That's twice now. the lease will be sorted, and he'll have a nice, handsome payoff for himself with both Spurs and Forest. The 1 year.
The rest of the results, as maybe predicted?
Yeah, so Arsenal in the London derby away to Fulham, they won 1-0. Is that the sign of champions not playing overly well but getting the job done? Manchester City beat Everton 2-0 at the Etihad. And Aston Villa, who have now won 5 games in a row in all competitions.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
They went to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and won 2-1. Their promoted sides are doing well, Pat, too. Sunderland won again. They won 2-0 against Wolves, and Burnley beat another promoted side, Leeds, 2-0. Most entertaining game of the weekend, probably Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace 3, Bournemouth 3. John Philippe Metella scored a hat-trick and then did a Harry Maguire in January where the ball bounced and he volleyed it over the bar to win the game.
Could have won the game. Now, let's talk about domestic soccer, and we had a cup final for the women.
Yes, yeah. So Athlone Town, this is a brilliant story for Athlone Town. So they beat Bowes 3-2 in the FAI Cup women's final. Last year they were in this final and they lost 6-1 to Shells. So they come back and win it 3-2. So it's a brilliant story for Athlone, who have been up and down. Colin Fortune left the club so dramatically. They had their European run, but what redemption.
And then Rovers still waiting.
It's remarkable, isn't it? So they lost to Pats 1-0. It was a great goal, in fairness, to win the game. But Rovers, like you say, they are waiting. I think it's third time unlucky. So they could have won it a few weeks ago before the FAI Cup semi-final. And they lost to Shells 10 days ago at home, 1-0. And 3 days ago, they lost 1-0 away to Pats. And who do they play next? Derry City, who are second.
What a game.
Possibly catch up. That'll be Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Let's talk about the URC and a great result for, you wanted me to say, Munster. I'm going to say Ulster first.
Okay, yeah, Ulster. Yeah, they went to South Africa. Brilliant result. This 34-26 Ulster overturned the Sharks in South Africa, like you say. Lowry, Cox-Stewart and Reid were the try scorers. Doku's in flying form. He converted all four tries and he scored two penalties as well. Ulster have been fantastic this season. They're free-flowing rugby. We talked about this last Monday as well. But to go and win there, that's a statement. They weren't doing that last few years. That's a statement.
And bearing in mind that Leinster have lost twice in South Africa, you know, and now have lost to Munster, so they've only won one of their four games.
Yeah, and that was against the Sharks last week. But what an evening in Croke Park on Saturday. I was lucky enough to be there, Pat, and Munster did the job 31-14. I can't wipe the smile off my face. They went 7-0 down in this game, and that game was 24-7 right up until the death when Munster got a penalty try and Leinster reacted with their own try, but Munster thoroughly deserved it. Even though Leinster were on the Munster try line for large portions of that second half, Munster's defence was terrific and Jack Crowley was exquisite at
number
10.
He's nailed it for...
Well, I don't know, because you know Andy Farrell is a Sam Prendergast fan. Prendergast did not have a great game, but neither did Leinster as a collective. Crowley was a symbol of the Munster performance. Confident, brash, hardworking.
Connacht unlucky.
So unfortunate. Friday night, they lost at home to the Bulls 28-27. Sean Nocton had an opportunity to win this game with a conversion. Wide right on the flank after Mac Hansen's try. He actually had to retake it and he missed it twice, but just marginally twice. So it's the most heartbreaking way you can lose a match. But they played quite well. Ione Blade, Nocton himself, and as I say, Hansen got Connacht's four try. So they get something from the game, but not the whole result.
Shane Lowry, he had been leading in the SP and now he finished up joint third, which ain't bad.
Absolutely. He got 4 under for his last round, 18 under in total. But how about Tommy Fleetwood? What a year he's had. He's won another tournament now. This is the second after the Ryder Cup.
Once he broke his duck.
Exactly. And the floodgates are opening now in all the best ways possible. He finished 22 under. Nakajima finished 20 under. And then, like you say, Lowry was tied third with Lawrence and Fitzpatrick. Matt Fitzpatrick's brother, actually. They all finished on 18 under.
Now, we should mention Fergan McCurtain, who won a marathon in China.
Yeah.
In 2.07, almost 2.08. It's a fantastic time and a brilliant win.
And the significance of that time that you just mentioned is it's the Irish national marathon record. And you know what's also remarkable about that? It's only his second ever marathon.
Wow.
Yeah. So what a performance.
What a talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and finally, we should talk about Formula One. I know you're not greatly entertained by it, but Max Verstappen sneaking up on the battle between Norris and Piastri.
Yeah, so that is the one narrative that will keep us going, isn't it? Norris versus Piastri. But like you said, Red Bull's finest Verstappen, he dominated the US Grand Prix, it's fair to say. This is on last night, 8 o'clock last night, Irish time, if people missed it. And like you said, it increases the pressure on the McLaren duo that don't seem to get along.
Colin Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.